National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. We are here to remind you that small business is big business and your business is our business. Angel is off in Chicago today, and so you've got me. I have you. If you'd like to call and connect with me during the programming, you are welcome to do so. 303-632-4160. 303-632-4160. And I would love to hear from you about anything that's on your mind as far as the small business space goes. I want to pose the question to you. What does it take, more to the point, how long does it take to become an overnight success? How long does that take? Well, if you are taking it for face value, it shouldn't take very long at all. It should be overnight, right? But there's an old saying that says it takes 10 years to achieve an overnight success. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that we're in year 8.5 on the trajectory that we are going on. And I would sure love if it were true that if it takes 10 years, because as Paul O'Brien, the gentleman who owns Floyd's 99 Barbershop, says, I'm rounded third, so it should be coming right around the corner. Came across a very cool article in success.com. Robert Glazer asks the question. No, he makes the statement. Overnight success is a myth, and here are four ways to get through to the end of it. He says, when people see what looks like a sudden success from the outside, they often don't think about the vision and persistence that's required to get there. They might even attribute that success to either luck or simply to timing. And so he came up with four different points. And the first one is this: remain true to your vision, even if no one gets it. Look, you're going to experience triumphs, but you're also going to have challenges. Every business has their challenges. Even if no one understands what you're trying to do, stick with the vision that you've created as long as you believe in it. Remember, most visionaries are way ahead of their time, and many businesses fail simply because the market isn't quite ready to embrace their offerings. I agree with this. I think if you've got an idea and a vision and you see, you know, you can close your eyes and you can see it happening, then stick with it. Don't quit. Don't give up on that vision. If you go through challenges, and what company doesn't, right? When you're working on building your business, if you're going through challenges and you're struggling, then realize that you can learn from every one of those challenges. He says, track every no and learn from them. No doesn't necessarily mean never. Oftentimes, it's just a not right now. This sounds very much like what Angel would say. Every sale or approval can be a struggle, But in fact, 80% of prospects decline after four times, decline the offer to connect with them after four times, but then agree to a proposal on that fifth, sixth, seventh attempt. So don't burn bridges. Use your failures as motivation and use what you learn from them to improve your conversation and evaluate your process. And by the way, we should acknowledge that you need a process. You've got to have not just a vision, but you've got to have a documentable process. Why should it be documented? Because, Lord, forgive me, but you may not be there the whole time. So you may need to have somebody else keep the business afloat, keep the business doing what the business is supposed to be doing. So, you know, a lot of potential clients are going to say no initially. Many of them later will say yes, and the reason they do is because you're nurturing the relationship. Number three, be willing to change as needed, but don't lose sight of your goal. So we talk about this a lot on the show. Adaptation, your ability to be flexible, your ability to adapt to ambiguity is absolutely critical, essential for small business owners because, you know, it's only every so often when a true visionary like Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or even Steve Jobs comes around and builds a product that that people don't need until they didn't realize they couldn't live without it, okay? So no matter how bold your vision for the personal success is, you got to listen to those early critics, customers, and clients and evaluate whether or not they have a point. An interesting story about Pinterest. He says, Pinterest, for example, initially prohibited affiliate links on their site. But somebody said they changed their stance after many users in the market voiced reasoning for why Pinterest should allow them. Anytime we cross our arms or fold our arms and shake our head and say no, 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 probably means that a yes is coming. It's just pending. We haven't figured it out yet. And finally, this, don't give up on your idea or somebody else is going to make it real. How many times have you ever said, gosh, I wish I were the guy that invented a little cardboard sleeve for the coffee cup or a little plunger plug that goes in there so it's called a splash guard so that it doesn't splash out the top? How many times have you said, gosh, I really wish I were the guy that would invent straws or, you know, whatever the case may be? Don't give up on your idea because someone might take it and they might make it for real. And if they do, you have very little recourse. So history full of being is being full of stories. I'm going to get rid of the being. History is full of stories about people who quit right before their big ideas became major breakthroughs, only to watch someone else fulfill their dreams. Angel and I talk about this a lot because we are very aware of the 10 years to an overnight success concept. And I should say, we've had phenomenal success in our company. Experience Pros has seen remarkable success, and many of the members of the Experience Pros Network have seen remarkable success. The question is, will you give up before you hit that gold mine or diamond mine? I'm always thinking of the meme on Facebook where the two miners are going through, and one is digging, but he's got a long way to go. The other one is walking with his pickaxe over his shoulder, and he's frustrated, and he's walking away, but he was only inches away from breaking through to the diamond core. So for whatever it's worth, don't give up on your idea. Don't let somebody else make it real. As sudden as some business success stories might appear, almost all were hard won. Nurture your vision by putting in the hours and behind the scenes so that when the opportunity arises, you'll be ready to cash in on all your hard work. People might call you lucky, but you know better. Luck had nothing to do with it, unless it's the kind of luck that I believe it was Thomas Jefferson said, I find that the harder I work, the luckier I get. Roll up your sleeves and be prepared to do the grunt work because it is your idea. And whatever it is that you create, it's yours. Own it. Step into that zone, if you will. And be all right with that. It's okay if you want to be successful. Along those same lines, here are some ways not to give up, or better yet, to persist when everything in you wants to give up. Ignore everybody else. This isn't about them. When Angel and I go to Orange Theory Fitness and jump on the treadmills and do the unbelievably painful workouts that we do, we realize that I'm not competing against Angel, and Angel's not competing against me. We're not competing against anybody else in the room. It is simply us, and we listen to us. So as you look towards your dream, you can easily get distracted, or you can focus in. Next one is become your own biggest supporter. You got to cheerlead for yourself. Who else is going to cheerlead for you if you don't cheerlead for yourself? I believe you've got to believe in yourself in order to get other people to believe in yourself. Listener Kaylee says, couldn't agree more with what you just said about Orange Theory. It is an individual effort. It really is, Kaylee. Finally, stop and appreciate the little things. I'm a big advocate for this, folks. If something is cool that needs to be celebrated, don't blow past it in a rush to get to the next thing. Stop. Appreciate the little things. Smell the roses. You'll thank me for it, I promise. Positive business talk going on here on the Experience Pros Radio Network. We invite you to go check out experiencepros.com/radio, and we'll be back right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724, and become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back, folks. Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Hey, do you have communication problems? You know, we all have bad days, right? It's just part of life. Even children have bad days. And our next guest, get this, I want you to hear it clearly, as a father of 12 with a 13th child, yes, 13th child on the way, Dale Allen knows this all too well. He's seen it firsthand and addresses the issue in his children's book, Little Leo's Bad Day. We're going to talk about overcoming communication problems with our children. Dale Allen, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Dale, let's start with maybe a fundamental question that maybe is inappropriate, but I'm going to say it anyways. Can't we just start and end our communication with our kids with, because I said so?
Well, that's the problem. You want to get respect from your children.
Sure.
You want them to be able to have the bullies coming at them at school. You want them to be able to tell you. And if you do the, because I said so, it's not going to help them talk to you later.
Okay. So, and of course, my question is rhetorical, hypothetical, and facetious, because we know that that doesn't work. It doesn't, has never helped anyone before. But kids sometimes tend to be closed off and reluctant to talk about the problems that they're facing or the challenges that they have. How would you recommend parents get the kids to open up?
That's going to take time. You got to get down on their level, have regular conversations with things they understand that they're interested in. Get interested in the stuff they do. And it don't matter if it's, hey, I'm playing Legos. Get down and play Legos with them.
Just okay.
Talk to them about the Legos. Use that as communication to open it up.
All right. Oh, okay. And when you do that, how do you translate Legos into dealing with the real issues of life?
Kid throws a Lego. Oh, I think you just hurt that Lego. Shouldn't we be a little bit nicer to our Legos?
All right.
And just stuff like that. You use whatever they're doing with it to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So your book, Little Leo's Bad Day, named after your 7-year-old son, Leo. What made you want to write this book?
Well, Leo, my son, he's on the autism spectrum. And I was trying to find ways to reach out to him to where he could understand. So I started writing stories because he loves books. He loves reading. I wrote these books to try and help him. Right now, he's in regular classes. He's doing real good in school.
Yeah.
And he's using these stories that I wrote for him in his life, his everyday life, to learn.
All right. And these books, these stories have to do with some universal elements that parents can put into place while trying to communicate with their children as well. Is that right?
Yep. That's right. You know, respect, optimism, we all need that.
Sure.
Everybody does. And that's what Little Leo's about, is respect, optimism, responsibility, and stuff like that. The next ones I'm working on is for friendship and stuff like that.
Sure. So I have a theory, and want to get your thoughts on it, Dale. My theory is that when we write books for children, in many ways we are writing books for ourselves, and that, you know, it's not just an expression of who we are, what our experience is, but maybe even trying to facilitate either healing or growth or education for ourselves. What do you think about that?
Well, that's quite true, because every day is a learning experience. You got to learn with every day.
Yeah.
You know, you heard the old proverb, roll with the punches. Well, you learn every day to roll, to move.
Sure.
To get up.
All right. Dale, let me give a reset for our listeners. If you're just tuning in, our guest is Dale Allen. He is the author of Little Leo's Bad Day. We're talking about how to communicate with our kids, and what we've heard so far is to get down at their level, to be willing to listen, to engage with what it is that they are engaged in. And frankly, I think that's universal. I mean, we could say that about our adults as well. You know, not everybody's at the same station in life, but if you want to be, I think the word is empathy, right? Dale, you want to demonstrate empathy.
Yes. That's actually the precise word. Because if you don't show it, how are you going to get it back?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, Dale, where do we get a copy of Little Leo's Bad Day?
Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com. Any bookstore can order it if you ask for it. Just pretty much anywhere books are sold, even on ebooks and anything.
All right. And if people want to connect with you, find out more about your series of books, and you have a remarkable story. 13 kids coming, huh? You got 12 already, 13 on the way?
Yep, number 13's on the way.
Brother, somebody told you it's in the water, right? You know it's the water.
That's what they keep telling me.
All right. How do people get in touch with you?
Trying to switch the water. You can get a hold of me on my Facebook page, Dale Allen. Or you can look up Red Poison 69 at wixspace.com.
All right.
Not by my computer, so.
No worries. Dale Allen on Facebook is probably good enough. Dale, I want to thank you for your time, and I wish you the very best success with your book. Thank you for sharing your family story and your heart for really communicating with the kids, because really that's the world right there. We got to get connected with those kids.
Oh, yeah. The kids are everything to me.
You bet.
And I take my niece. I help my friend's kids wherever I can.
Yeah.
Because they're the future.
They are the future. They're the kids of the present and the future of tomorrow, you know, the leaders of tomorrow. Dale Allen, thank you for joining us. I'm super grateful.
Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
I can't help it. It's the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is the home of positive business talk. And we encourage our listeners, if there's a topic that you want to revisit, keep in mind we do broadcast not only over the air, but also record for podcast and stream all over the Internet, as well as through syndication through our BizTalk syndicate. We'll be back right after these messages. This is Eric Raymer, the home of Business Talk Radio, Positive Business Talk, the Experience Pros Radio Network. Check us out, experiencepros.com.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. Very nice to have you along with us. Angel is out in Chicago, and so you've got me, I've got you. If you want to join the conversation, I do invite you to do just exactly that. Pick up your phone and call 303-632-4160, 303-632-4160. That invitation is extended throughout the end of the program because you and I are the only ones here. And so let's talk a little bit about experiential marketing. The topic is very interesting to us here at Experience Pros because of the nature of the name of our business. And one could ask which came first, Experience Pros or experiential marketing. I think it's safe to say that they arrived on the scene about the same time. And a fantastic article by Ralph Fila in entrepreneur.com says there are three things that you simply cannot skimp on when it comes to experiential marketing. Now, if you're not familiar with the terminology of experiential marketing, it is connected to the concept of using multiple senses, multiple physical senses, in order to create a lasting impression or an experience. And when Angel and I use the words experience, you know, experiential marketing or such like that, it is all about the customer experience. We want you to impress. You know, we say every interaction with your customer is an opportunity to create an overwhelmingly positive experience, such to the point where they will outperform your marketing dollars. We do want to talk about your investment with marketing, though, because I think that marketing especially gets the bad rap when it comes to, well, I put a dollar in and I didn't get $2 out. Man, it didn't work. And that is simply not the case. I'd love to educate you on the value versus the return of marketing. You simply cannot do what, you know, marketing is telling your story. That's all there is telling your story, getting it out there, making sure that a wide swath of people get to hear your story. Advertising is the transactional side of marketing. If it has to have another side of the coin, that's advertising. When you expect put a dollar in, get a dollar out, or a dollar 50 out, or $2, whatever. But marketing is you purchase the medium by which you get your message out. And it is getting harder and harder to dismiss the fact that experiential marketing is becoming a thing across the boards. I read yesterday, and I think I mentioned it on the radio show, that Disney, who, you know, Disney has the experience down pat, but in the first, what was it, well, they haven't changed their retail stores layout design and so on for 7 years, but in the first time in 7 years, they are now testing some changes to make their stores more experiential, believe it or not, more appealing to those who are won over to the internet side of retail shopping. So experiential marketing, or maybe you can call it event marketing or participation marketing, It refers to the strategy that invites and encourages consumers to participate in the evolution of a brand. Consumers aren't looking for something snoozeworthy. It's not, you know, it's not in the typical sense of the word. So you want something to be popping. You want something to be exciting. You want something to be experiential to give them that opportunity for maximum impact. When consumers interact with a brand, they're interfacing with a real person. And I think that's an important piece. You know, when talking about your people and talking about how you train your people, no matter how great your product might look or taste, customers aren't going to care about the brand if the brand ambassador was rude. All they care about is that they had a horrible experience. And, you know, what do we gravitate towards? We gravitate towards those horrible experiences. I got in the elevator today, and a gentleman and I got on. He was actually on the elevator when I stepped on. He said, "How's your day going?" And I said, "You know what? It's going really well. It's amazing." Had this great conversation with the CEO of Floyd's 99 Barbers, and wow, yeah, it's going great. And I totally think I freaked him out. Because he wasn't expecting it. He was expecting, I wish the sun would come out. Oh, it's another dreary day, or whatever. But instead, he got something positive. So remember, they will care about the terrible experience unless you change the story. If you change the narrative, they're going to care about the positive story as well. Sales and experiential marketing are not one and the same. It's true, however, brand ambassadors and salespeople have similar roles. In sales, 68% of consumers surveyed by Salesforce said that interacting with a salesperson who understands their preferences is absolutely critical, or at least very important. And even if brand ambassadors can't honor someone's preference, you know, maybe that they didn't have any unsweetened tea on hand or whatever, they can still create a happy customer experience by listening to what they're looking for and offering an alternative experience. We, in one of our first consulting practices, Angel and I went to a restaurant, and we created the give technique. And what it was greet, you know, when somebody comes into we're dealing with a pizzeria, somebody comes into the door, everybody says, "Hey, how's it going?" You know, greet the guest. The second thing was invite them to try something new, something that they have never tried before. And that's kind of what this alternative experience is all about. So even if you have to say no to what they were looking for, you might still create a great experience if you offer something either similar or ridiculously different, and they take you up on it. How about this? In your production, aside from your people, your set build is one of the biggest takeaways from attendees at your activation. Cheap can be spotted from a mile away. And run down, incomplete, simply boring really communicates to your consumers that your brand cuts corners. You need to have high quality displays. And you know, this is talking about if you're working at a conference, but You need to have everything high quality. Your dress needs to be high quality. And by dress I mean attire. Your letterhead, your office, you know, the list goes on and on. Wherever people see your brand, it needs to be of the highest order. It needs to be high quality. Brands are becoming smarter and smarter with their marketing spend. But here's the truth. You cannot measure what you do not track. So you have to be able to track their, you know, if you're marketing, where are you marketing and how is it going? You know, you have to check in on that and see what's happening on your experiences. You might want to do an A/B test on your experience based marketing. I think that's actually a good idea to do an A/B test to figure out what's working, what's not. Dig into the numbers. Did the annual festival sponsorship yield surprisingly little social sharing or sales? If so, you can stop investing your money on that. Now keep in mind, it doesn't necessarily have to be all sales. Social sharing was also part of that. did you get the effort that you were experiencing or expecting? Ultimately, when it comes down to experiential marketing, the proof is in the pudding. People are either going to buy it or they're not. They're going to get in, and by buy it, I mean they're going to buy into your vision or they are not. They're going to jump into your design or they're not. When Angel and I started, many years ago, we created a live-action game of Clue for a networking event that we were hosting. And 21 businesses were involved, and people got, we had a backhoe with a casket and a 7-foot guillotine, and everything was themed around the game of Clue. I guarantee you that experience yielded the results. Were there transactions that came? Of course there were. But more than that, people still to this day talk about it, and it was 7 or 8 years ago. So keep in mind, if you're going to get involved in experiential marketing, that the investment side of experiential marketing is more on the takeaway for the audience rather than the dollar amount in your bank account. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Network.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179, NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Staples has everything you need to keep your office humming for less, so you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that you can afford to replace that old printer that makes more noise than copies. The confidence to generate bold new ideas and the toner to put them on paper. The confidence to print a proposal that looks as crisp as your suit. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. And now buy two reams of Staples brand paper and get one free. Staples, it's pro time. Select SKUs, in-store only, plus tax where applicable, expires 10/7/17.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years. and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I love it. I want some more of it. Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. Angel is out in Chicago, and so while she's gone, you've got me. I need you. If you'd like to call, I'd love to hear your voice, 303-632-4160. And as we get ready to wrap up our time here on the Experience Pros Radio Show, thought I would come to you with some tips on how to become a more effective or maybe even more dynamic leader. And for this, we dip into the articles found in Entrepreneur.com, and the one in particular that I'm going to draw from is Carly Oakley. I think I'm trashing her last name. O-K-Y-L-E. Oakley. Carly wrote an article on how to become an awesome leader, and I'm going to read them in reverse order. Number 10, never stop improving. Great leaders, indeed great people, are constantly learning and always trying to improve themselves. There's always something that you can work on or a new skill to master. Be sure to keep your mind open to new ideas and possibilities. Boy, I agree with this 100%. I think that great leaders are, in fact, always learning. And I think that's one of the things I am so impressed with Angel as she's going on this speaking tour and is now in Chicago. She's speaking. She's in every single day, 12-hour workshops that are going on. And she is constantly trying to better herself. So always improve. Number two, number nine, learn from the past. To once again quote an adage, those who don't learn from the past are doomed to repeat it. History, recent and otherwise, is filled with examples of successful business models and spectacular business failures. Think about what the people you admire do well and consider what went wrong for those who end their careers mired in scandal or indisgrace. Lessons can be found everywhere. It's true, the past is neither good nor bad, it's neutral. The reality is, if you learn from it, you'll be better for it. If you don't learn from it, you may be doomed to repeat it. Everyone makes mistakes. That's true. but some of them are avoidable. Number eight, watch out for and avoid common pitfalls of leadership. Being aware of common mistakes while not focusing on them to the point of becoming self-fulfilling prophecies can be the first step towards not repeating them. I do my very best to learn from other people's mistakes or my own and try not to have to repeat them. I remember many years ago when I was married, my wife and I had completely opposite approaches towards this. You know, I would try to be aware of people's mistakes and then take proactive moves to avoid them. My ex would say, you know what, why even talk about it, because it didn't happen yet. So, again, for whatever it's worth, since I'm the one here and she's not, watch out for and avoid common pitfalls. Be emotionally aware. That's number seven. If you want to be a better leader, you need to be more emotionally aware. While many people advise keeping emotions separate from matters of business, the fact is business is ultimately about relationships between people. To make those relationships last, you need to be emotionally intelligent, to be sensitive to different points of view and different backgrounds. When you're using your head to do what's best for your company, don't forget to have a heart. I agree with this 100%. I think that, you know, all too often we jump to conclusions, we rush to assumptions, and if we are more emotionally aware, we'll be way better for it. Number six, you want to be a better leader? Find a mentor. No man is an island, as they say. The best leaders are out there. Best leaders out there know when they need help, and they know where to turn in order to get it. Nobody can know everything, so finding someone you trust for advice when things get tough can make all the difference. Number five, know your limits. You want to be a better leader? Even the kindest, most caring leader has limits. Set your boundaries and stick to them. Knowing that you're not going to tolerate, knowing what you won't tolerate will save everyone in the office a lot of frustration. And keeping boundaries clear means there's no confusion. You can't be wishy-washy on this. You can't say it's okay to you know, give a little bit of swearing leeway, but then when somebody says, you know, a word that you really don't approve of, you've got to be steady. You've got to be consistent. Number four, in the journey to becoming a better leader, if you're going to have meetings, keep your meetings productive. As the saying goes, time is money. So, of course, you should want to limit tangents and all of the time wasters during meetings. Yesterday, we had a great conversation about the value of meetings and how to meet with better than average results. If you want the archives, you can go back to the Facebook page or to our page at experiencepros.com/radio and click the archives button. Number three, communicate effectively. Can't say this enough, because communication is really lacking in a lot of ways. Effective communication is imperative both in the office and in your life, and great leaders make sure that they're heard and understood. There's a difference there, folks. You can be heard but not understood. You've got to have both. They also know the importance of listening. Communication is a two-way street, and making the most of it will have your company zooming forward instead of pumping the brakes. In the journey of the countdown to better leadership, a little humility goes a long way. That's number two. There's a difference between a leader and a boss. While both are in charge, a leader shares the spotlight and is comfortable crediting others. It may seem counterintuitive, but being humble takes more confidence than basking in glory. Your employees will appreciate it, and so will your clients. And on the journey, number one for how to be a better leader, lead by example. Leaders need to show and not just tell. If you want your employees to be punctual, make sure that you're there on time or even early. If professionalism is a priority, make sure you're dressed for success. And treat everyone you interact with, both in person and online, with courtesy. Set the tone, and your employees will follow it. Those tips from Carly Oakley. Thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We hope that you will tune in again tomorrow, where we look forward to Fan Bragging Friday.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.